Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by three members of a world-famous club. It's a very exclusive club, but it's a club that we've all known for many, many years. In fact, back in 1955, that's when Walt Disney decided to put on television the Walt Disney Mickey Mouse Club. And we've got with us today three members of today's incarnation of the Mickey Mouse Club, or the Mouseketeers, whichever you prefer. We'd like to welcome to the Voice of America, the Mouseketeers. It's nice to have you guys.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Now, how are you?
Great to be here.
Call yourselves. What, I mean, there was Club Mickey. There's been so many, many names over the years. What are we with these days, the latest incarnation?
we kind of go with it all.
There's
MMC, there's the club. There's been a lot of incarnations of the show as well, as you know. As time's gone on, the name has shortened to MMC. So we kind of go on the hashtag MMC thing. Mm-hmm. But we also are always in the club. Once in the club, always in the club.
Always in the club. Very exclusive in the club. So tell me, I mean, you know, how did you guys become members of the Mickey Mouse Club?
Before there was American Idol, you know, Disney actually had the very same formula at play. They would go on national and I guess technically international, if you're going to consider Canada, casting calls where they would go to most of the major markets in the country and have open calls, and then, you know, some by appointment, but largely open calls to see, you know, who was out there. And they made an effort to kind of get away from New York and Los Angeles so they could go find some of those real kids out there. And I think that's how they stumbled upon the three of us. But I auditioned in Detroit. I think Dale auditioned down in Dallas, and Chase, I believe, got his start out there in Oklahoma. All of us, everyone on the show kind of hails from all across the country, with a few Canadians in there as well. That's sort of how it worked.
Now, because the Mickey Mouse Club has gone on hold several times over the course of the year since 1955, when did you guys join the Mickey Mouse Club?
Dale.
Chase was first of us, right?
Yeah. And there was initially a movie out that they were casting for called Why? Because We Like. And that was back in 89. And back in 89, most people won't remember, but there was a huge writer's strike in 89. And everything shut down. All of Hollywood shut down. And at the same time, Disney was building this theme park in Florida called MGM Studios, which is now Disney Studios. But they weren't stopping for the writer's strike. They could care less. They were like, no, we're building a theme park. And they had, you know, live studios and real working studios there. And they wanted a live-in set that was always there because the tour would actually come through and watch, you know, people filming. So that's when they were like, you know what? We want to bring the Mickey Mouse Club back. And the casting directors had already started that process of casting for this movie. But since it got canceled, they literally were just taking pictures off the wall and going, all right, well, let's get a start here. Like, we can go with these guys, and then we're going to go back out and cast some more. And they ended up casting – they ended up looking at over 100,000 kids for, I think, the 37 that they ended up with.
What is the group consisting of these days? How many members are there, guys, gals? How's it working?
Well, overall, over the seven seasons that we shot what our iteration was called the all-new Mickey Mouse Club. Right. So from about 89 to about 94-ish, somewhere in there, seven seasons. And there's a total of 35 Mouseketeers and three hosts.
Wow.
And we were coming in and out throughout those seven seasons. So Chasen was there at the top, season one. Tony and I started in season four, and we were there from season four through season seven. And then you had people like Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears and those guys, they came in right around season six and seven. So we were, you know, coming in and out throughout the whole process.
This is a very interesting time for America, for the world, for that matter, with the pandemic going on. And, you know, it's got to be extra difficult to put new music out at this time. And, of course, with a holiday theme, that adds another layer to it because people are, you know, we're all kind of in a different mindset right now for the holidays because of what we've had to face for the last 10, 11 months or so.
Yeah, you know, that was really one of the motivating factors for us to sort of get together and get this record out, you know, just try to bring a little holiday cheer. A lot of people actually aren't going to be able to get with their families this year. And you know, we're hoping to, you know, bring a little family right to them, you know.
So how did you come up with the songs that you put on this? Because there are hundreds and hundreds of holiday songs.
Actually, Tasha, one of our Mouseketeers, Tasha, came up with the idea, first off, to do this wild idea. So we started diving into, you know, the public domains and what's out there and what can we do? What can be licensed? What do we need? What do we need clearance for? And
We need it now.
Yeah, we need it now. And the truth is nobody actually that I can think of fought over the same song. You know, once you really get in there, you find that there's actually a lot of songs that no one's really touched. A lot of people just do the same ones. And it's fun to actually see some of those pop up on the album as well. Some odd ones that I had actually never are now some of my favorites.
Now, I hate to be cliche, but as we split now, can you guys, I don't know if you're able to do this. I think that Tony sees what's coming. Can you do the M-I-C-K? Can you do that for us? One more time.
And to say goodbye. Actually, let's cue the verb. Let's get some verb on here. Yeah, to all our company, M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-Y.
Why?
Because it's Christmas!
Woo! Thank you guys, the Mickey Mouseketeers. We appreciate you joining us on The Voice of America. My name is Larry London. Happy holidays, and thanks for watching Border Crossings.